Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome. Yep, it's a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. We're going to get you pumped up. It's a Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. And our time check, let's see. It is 6:08, time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes! Demonstrations continue on college campuses. It's a mess.
Oh.
It is a mess.
It is.
They're trashing the place up since it's a Trash Talking. They're trashing places up. Big local story. Candle thieves busted.
Excuse me?
Candle thieves.
Candles, like you burn a candle in your house.
Yeah, but as in like almost $4,000 worth.
That's a lot of candles.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, we'll dig into that a little bit. Nancy Pelosi saying stupid things. We'll get to that. James Carville saying stupid things.
What?
Well, naughty things. Yeah.
He's a potty mouth sometimes.
Yep. Hey, we're North Central Florida's local news, and we're on the Odyssey app. So download it. You can follow 97.3 The Sky for your news alerts and live updates and get the full Bob Rose Show podcast so you never miss a minute. And it's free. Did I mention that? Free?
Free.
Download Odyssey. Odyssey. Audacy. In your app. In your app store.
Yeah, pronounce it like you live in Jersey or something.
Yeah.
That way you get it.
Download it, eh?
Yeah.
I was in Publix in St. Augustine, and the lady at the deli making up the delicious subs, oh my gosh. She was very nice, very friendly.
Yeah.
And I said, so whereabouts in Philadelphia are you from? What? How would you know that? I said,
wow.
You've got a Philly accent. She says, you're the one with the accent, which is what
my relatives would say.
Yeah,
right.
And I lived and worked in Philly. And I was telling, you know, how fast she was and how good she was at making the sandwich. And she said, well, I worked at an all boys school. I'm like, yeah? Which one was that? She goes, Father Judge. I go, oh, my cousins went to Archbishop Ryan. So.
Well.
You know what I mean? Judge. Neighboring school. Yeah.
Sounds tough. Father Judge.
Oh, yeah.
That could be a movie.
Well, there was Father Judge Dredd School. That was down the street.
Oh, that's a really tough one.
I am the judge.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, I'm doing anything to avoid talking about Hamas.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the little nutbags running around college campuses.
Oh, they're like taking over buildings and barraging doors and... Man.
It is absolutely ridiculous. So, we'll get to that. But I mean, you know, our news is covering a lot of that. I've got better stories.
I bet you do.
The guy that won $1.3 billion of the Powerball. This was out in Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
$1.3 billion.
Taking the lump sum after tax is $422 million.
You get your buy on that. Boy, what a cut.
Yeah, it is, isn't
wow.
it? Isn't it? The guy that won it is like an immigrant from Laos.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. And
there's the American dream for you.
Well, but he's having a tough time.
Oh.
Chang Charlie Sethan, 46, of Portland, has had cancer for 8 years.
Oh.
Him and his wife, Dawn Penn, 37, would split the price evenly with a friend who contributed $100 to buy some tickets with them. They're taking a lump sum. He says, I'm grateful for the lottery how I've been blessed. He gave a news conference just yesterday, adding that life has been changed. Yep. I'll be able to provide for my family. I'll find a good doctor for myself.
Wow.
He said as a cancer patient, he wondered, how am I going to have time to spend all this money? How long will I live? And he bought the ticket with his buddy, Laza Chow, 55, Milwaukee. Chow sent a photo of them to Safon and said, we're billionaires. But he did it before the numbers came out. It was a joke.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
You know how people go, yeah, we're going to be rich or whatever. That's what he did.
Right.
And it was a joke before the actual drawing. But the next day, it came true.
That's crazy.
And he called his wife to tell her the life-changing news after discovering he was holding the winning ticket. He said, Laza, where are you? She said, I'm going to work. And he replied, you don't have to go anymore.
But think about that. Okay, so you got $1.3 billion. After all the taxes, you take the lump sum, you're down to the 400 and something million. And then you're splitting it with a dude who gave you the 100 bucks to go buy some tickets.
Mm-hmm.
You got a measly 200 and something million.
How's paltry. It's paltry.
How's he going to get by on that?
I don't know. Mm. Now, that's...
Imagine 200 million. We could go shopping.
I'd go crazy if I saw a $20 bill in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm. I know, and I'd jump you for it.
We all kind of wish in that way, but really,
yeah.
Push comes to shove, I'd
take it.
Every day on my way to work, I thank the good Lord for being blessed.
Yep.
Just for being born.
Jen,
in this country.
It's funny you say that. Jen and I had that conversation just the other day. It's like, and I'm not even sure what prompted it, but it's like, wow, just to know that this is our life. I think we were comparing to some of the stuff going on in the Middle East. It's like, just to be born here, even if you don't have much, you're still so much better off than most folks in the world.
Yeah, definitely. But these are, you know, times are getting tough.
Yes.
Not depression level tough.
Right.
But, you know, people are going through their... savings accounts. They're acquiring a lot more debt on the credit cards.
Yes.
Because just your basic necessities, the inflation pressure has been huge. Food, fuel, you know that everybody knows the drill. My goodness, if you're looking to purchase a home, how difficult that is now. And just to rent, rentals are incredibly, incredibly high. And coming up after the break, I'm going to basically share most of the op-ed piece, and it's a lot of it comes from her new book, Tulsi Gabbard.
Oh, okay.
Yep, for love of country, why it's time to leave the Democratic Party behind. But it's not just a purely political piece. I think that you'll enjoy it, and I think you'll probably agree with a lot of it. I know I enjoyed reading it. I'm going to share that with you.
Cool.
Coming up here in a little bit. Also... hard to believe. Joe Biden tells a story and gets it, well, wrong.
Come on.
Shocker.
Come on.
And somebody bought OJ's credit card.
Ooh.
For a lot of money. I'll explain. That's another interesting story. Stick around, my friends. Trash Talking Tuesday continues thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 6:16, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I started in the service industry, worked my way up.
Now, 10 p.m. nights.
And people act like you don't have those same opportunities. It's not a question of whether or not you have the opportunity. It's a question of whether you want to get off your ass and work.
On 97.3 The Sky.
Yeah. All right. Let's do this. 6:21. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. And you know you can make your morning a little less hectic. I'm here to help. Hands-free listening, the Bob Rose Show, available on your smart speaker. Just tell your smart speaker to play 97.3 The Sky.
Don't do the hands-free thing while you're driving, though. Just, you know, just saying.
Oh, my car will tell you, put your hands back on the wheel.
They're bossy. It will. Aren't they bossy now?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, very bossy. Yeah. I go, what? You want to drive? You tell me anytime I'm straying in the lane.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead, take over, pal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Tulsi Gabbard. She's got a book coming out. This is kind of an excerpt and kind of an op-ed piece. But I think it's well-timed. Well-timed.
Hmm.
For love of country, why it's time to leave the Democratic Party behind. And it's not just purely political. And she says, we have no time to waste. We live in troubled times. Our nation is bitterly divided. Our future as a republic, as a union, appears bleak. The news, the noise, the insanity, the darkness is something that many of us want to shut out. There are times when all I want to do is grab my surfboard and paddle out into the ocean, or go for a hike in the mountains and appreciate the peace and majesty of Mother Nature. But there's too much at stake in this moment to put our heads in the sand and go about our lives with blinders on, hoping the insanity will fade away. The insanity and threats to our constitutional democracy will not fade away and will only increase unless we stand up and remind those trying to destroy this country that ours is a government of, by, and for the people. I joined the Democratic Party in Hawaii in 2002 because I saw a party that, at that time, appeared to be the party of the people, a party that valued free speech, welcoming all comers into a Big Ten, where the sharing of diverse opinions and views on issues was encouraged. It was a party that fought for civil liberties and rights, remembering how neighbors and friends were thrown in Japanese internment camps during World War II, their freedoms taken away in an instant. It was a party inspired by JFK and Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., who showed us what is possible when we as Americans come together. The party I joined over 20 years ago no longer exists today.
Wow. Well, we understand that.
Yep.
Yeah.
I could no longer remain in today's Democratic Party, which is now under the complete control of an elitist cabal of warmongers fueled by cowardly wokeness who divide us by radicalizing every issue and stoke anti-white racism, actively work to undermine our God-given freedoms enshrined in our Constitution, are hostile to people of faith and spirituality, demonize the police, and protect criminals at the expense of law-abiding Americans, allow our borders to remain open while claiming they are secure, weaponize the national security state to go after political opponents, and above all, drag us closer to nuclear war with each passing day. I left the Democratic Party, and I became an independent. For the sake of our country, peace, freedom, and our hope for a prosperous future, I urge you to do the same. As we look to the way ahead and how we will forge our path through the darkness and toward a brighter future for all Americans, the spirit of aloha serves as the torch that will guide us through. What is aloha? While you may be familiar with aloha as a word often used as a greeting, it means much more than that. The word also means to share. And the ha refers to the eternal life force within each of us. Aloha recognizes that we are all connected in a spiritual sense as children of God. Knowing his truth inspires how we should relate to each other and how we can come together to defend our God-given freedoms enshrined in the Constitution against those who seek to take them away. And while in this book I detail the reasons why I left the Democratic Party and the serious threat the Democrat elite posed to our freedom and democracy in this very moment, I recognize that the challenges we face in our political system and country are not limited to one political party. Politicians from both political parties who are more interested in serving their own interest than serving the needs of the American people have taken control of our country. They will not give up their power without a fight. And I think she's talking about the anti-Trumpers in the Republican Party.
Okay.
We live in the greatest country in the world, filled with potential for us to build a brighter future and a more perfect union where every American can live free, in peace, with opportunity for prosperity, a future where we celebrate free speech and respect each other as children of God and as Americans, even if we disagree on an issue or policy.
Bold.
And then she sums it up with this. This is the country our founders envisioned for us, and it's my fervent hope that we come together, remembering the foundational principles that connect us Americans, to make that vision a reality. It's up to us, all of us, to make it happen. Will you join me? Aloha. That's from Tulsi Gabbard, former Democrat turned independent. She represented Hawaii's 2nd Congressional District from 2013 to 2021 in the United States House. She was a candidate for Democratic presidential nomination in 2020. Gabbard currently serves as Lieutenant Colonel in the U.S. Army Reserve, where she commands a Civil Affairs Battalion. So I think that she put it right. Yeah. I mean, I think that she says it right. And to put it another way, this is not the Democrat Party of your father, or certainly not your grandfather.
No. Well, we've said it before. It's one that JFK could not even be a part of.
No.
Well, RFK Jr. could not be a part of, and he's still kind of out there compared to us in a lot of things. So,
yep.
Shows where they've gone.
No doubt about it. Yeah. So, happy to share that with you. It's 6:28. You're tuned to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. And O.J. Simpson's Bank of America credit card goes for pretty big money at auction. The guy who had it before, well, I'll tell you what the deal is. Pretty cool. Something different. Coming your way on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Trending right now on The Sky.
$95 billion in foreign aid.
To support foreign wars while doing nothing to secure our border.
As it happens.
House Speaker Mike Johnson was determined to get aid to Israel.
He needs to do the right thing to resign.
The news station.
There should be no trial. Nothing done wrong. This is all politics. They're chanting death to America.
Right here in America.
Updates every half hour. Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
if your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here we go. What do you want to start with?
It's a mess.
A mess.
Trash Talking Tuesday.
Dirty mud.
Getting dragged through the mud.
Brought to you by Florence Recycling.
It's time to clean it up.
Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back. This is Trash Talking Tuesday. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning and welcome. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. You're listening to the Bob Rose Show along with Greg Cassidy. Thank you for tuning in. A new feature I just made up.
Really?
What are the odds?
Ooh.
What are the odds?
This could be fun.
It is. It is a cool story. What are the odds?
Okay.
But first.
Oh, he's such a big tease, ladies and gentlemen.
Former NFL great and accused murderer O.J. Simpson's canceled Bank of America credit card has sold for more than $10,000 at auction, as you could imagine.
Wow.
The superstar football player, pitch man for what? Rent-a-car companies?
And oh, yeah.
They called him the Juice, and everybody liked him. And then he was accused of a double homicide. So, yeah, things went downhill in his life.
Yeah, a little bit.
After that.
Yeah, you can't do that sort of thing.
So, the owner of the card, Jonathan Lepore, bought the card just about, what, a year ago?
While O.J. was alive.
While O.J. was alive.
Okay.
And he bought it for his dad, because his dad, at one time, I guess, knew O.J. a little bit, right?
Oh, so it'd
be
cool.
A little memento or whatever, right?
I like it.
He bought it for $70. $70.
Okay.
And but then he just hung on to it, I guess. Didn't pass it along to his dad. He thought he might earn a profit from auctioning the card off when he heard the news that O.J. Simpson had died.
Oh.
Ultimately, 63 bidders pushed the final gavel price past the $10,000 mark. $10,675 to be exact.
Wow.
That's a healthy little profit there.
Yeah, 10.6 in your pocket? Yeah.
Now, this guy Lepore, he noted he's not keeping all the cash and said he intends to donate 10% of the final amount to the National Network to End Domestic Violence.
That's a nice touch.
Yeah.
I mean, and how appropriate. I mean, seriously.
Yeah, because there's some people that go, oh, man, I mean, that's, I don't know, dirty money, anything that's connected to that kind of thing.
Yeah, but I think that's a great organization, especially considering the life that OJ's wife had.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, are you ready for it?
Okay.
What are the odds? We need, like, I don't know, sound effects of... like those one-armed bandits or something, you know, the sound like you're at a casino or something like that. I don't know.
Well, this is the closest I got it reached.
So. I know what you got. I knew it was coming.
Well, what are the odds that it lands?
What are the odds?
On?
And the odds are about 1,000,000 to 1.
Ooh.
So you heard about that emergency slide that fell off the plane, right? Delta flight departing JFK on Friday. It was found 2 days later.
Yeah.
It washed up a beachside, you know, in the New York area, but it washed up literally right to the back door. I mean, the end of the guy's property.
Okay.
He's a lawyer.
Yeah.
He lives on the water. Obviously, it does okay. But his firm just happens to be suing Boeing over safety issues. Is that crazy?
Talk about dropping evidence in your lap.
Jake Bissell-Lingst, a New York attorney whose firm filed a lawsuit against Boeing following the Alaska Airlines door blowout in January, told the Post he got a surprise on Sunday around noon when he looked out the window of his oceanfront home in Bell Harbor, Queens. There, trapped on the rocks within feet of his yard, in a freak coincidence, was the emergency slide that fell off the Boeing 767 jetliner.
What are the odds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that crazy?
That is.
Officials had been searching for the missing slide since Friday afternoon.
And he finds it.
Yeah.
Or it found him.
Well, it was his neighbor that actually, I guess, called it in, which was another interesting thing, because he called the, an emergency line, the FAA hotline. Mm-hmm. Well, they're closed on Sundays.
Okay.
So the guy called
Sunday.
The guy called Delta directly.
Okay.
And 10 minutes later, well, maybe a little bit longer, but a Delta truck pulls right up and he watches them pull it out of the water, and it didn't take him that long.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That really is, in so many ways. And the fact that you can't report something important to them on a Sunday.
So there you go. And that's why we call it What Are the Odds? We're going to have to work on that one a little bit.
Oh, yeah, we can do
that. We're just beta testing it on the air.
Yeah.
Because that's pretty much how we do I mean, we practice every bit relentlessly.
Oh, yeah.
Like we're going to be on The Tonight Show.
Oh, yeah.
Don't we?
Yeah.
Say yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Because the answer's always yes.
Let's see. Oh, here's a new feature we're going to call it.
Oh, no.
Who's got a potty mouth now?
Uh-oh.
LeBron James.
Should I get my hand on the button over here on the kill switch?
No. It's okay. I'll say blank or blanking.
Okay, good.
Challenge the blanking play. LeBron throws massive foot stomping tantrum at head coach.
What's that nice?
I mean, I guess it's good in one way that, you know, he still has a passion for the game. He's been playing it for a while. But also you think, just maybe he could, you know, as a grown man now, start to get a little bit of a handle on his behavior.
Well, yeah, you know, watch your mouth again. You're trying to be, hopefully, an example for young players, young people who, you know, look up to you as a sports figure. And it's not a very respectful way to talk to your boss at work, really.
In the next edition of Who's Got a Potty Mouth, James Carville will make a statement.
That could fill up the rest of the show.
It could. We won't let it.
Okay.
But it could, because it's a family show.
Yes, it is.
And we don't want to highlight the fact that people have dirty mouths that need to be washed out.
On a Trash Talking Tuesday.
That's what I'm thinking. See how it all kind of fits together?
Man.
Yeah.
Thanks to who? Yeah.
Thanks to me and you. Oh, thanks to Florence Recycling.
Yeah, you
too. We can't take credit for everything, can we?
No.
We should, though.
We can.
You're listening to News Talk 97.3 The Sky. Hang on.
Mark Levin.
This administration is pro-Iran, anti-American, anti-Israel.
6 weeknights.
They make excuses for Iran all the time. Iran doesn't want a wider regional conflict. They sure as hell do. They're attacking our ship and attacking Israel.
On 97.3 The Sky.
So what is Pinocchio saying these days? I'm sorry. I mean, President Biden, what's he saying?
It concerns me that we knew who you were talking about.
Yeah, doesn't it, though?
Yeah.
6:50 on the Bob Rose Show, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. Greg Cassidy is here. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling, and thank you for tuning in. And if you're looking to beat traffic, maybe before you head out, turn on the Bob Rose Show on your smart speaker. Just play, 97.3 The Sky. It's that easy.
So easy.
All right, let's see. Here's the claim. President Joe Biden, 81, recently claimed on the Howard Stern Show.
Oh, that had to be an interesting interview.
That he got arrested during the civil rights movement. Verdict, very likely false.
We've heard this before, and it was proven to be false.
No, I think that was the one where he said it had to do with Nelson Mandela.
Well, that's a whole nother one, though.
Yeah, it is.
But when he's like gone to black churches in America and talked about, you know, being right there on the front line, acting like he's almost arm in arm with MLK Jr. or something.
So if CNN's doing the fact checking,
oh,
well, no, you'd Well, if CNN says he's full of it,
then it really must be true.
Exactly.
Okay.
There's no evidence Biden ever got arrested during a civil rights protest, as the Washington Post and PolitiFact found when they looked into this claim in 2022. I mean, recycle stories? Yeah. I get it. I do a four-hour talk show. But recycle fake fraudulent stories?
Amazing.
I mean, look, I get it. To make us a story exciting, it's called embellish, okay?
Uh-huh.
And that's not the worst crime in the world, but when you're fabricating the gist of the story.
Yeah. And you're the president of the United States. And it's been proven to be false already.
And it's happened many times with many different stories.
Well, his whole career.
Biden has at least twice told the story of his supposed presence at this particular Delaware protest without mentioning any arrest, instead claiming that the police merely took him home that day. So he's told the story a couple of times.
Uh-huh.
It's just they have different endings. One, he just walks home that day, or did the police take him? And then the other one, he gets arrested.
Right.
Of course, the White House did not immediately respond to a request because Corinne Jean-Pierre is learning her latest dance step to try to dance around that one when it comes her way.
Can you imagine having her gig? I mean, we may not like her because she's an idiot, but can you imagine having that gig where you get up every morning and you're like, oh, what has he done or said now that Peter Ducey's going to ask me about later today?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Because you know he will, and she knows he will.
So, it gets better.
Ooh.
Biden made the comment while he's speaking to Stern, right? The president recounted what his mother purportedly claimed while urging him to take Barack Obama's offer to become vice president. Biden's mom, he said, urged him to accept the post. He said, Joey, let me remember. True story.
True story.
Remember when they were desegregating Linfield, the neighborhood, suburbia, and I told you, and there was a black family moving in there. It was, you know, people were down there protesting. I told you not to go down there, and you went down. Remember that? And you got arrested standing on the porch with a black family, and they brought you back, the police. And I said, yeah, Mom, I remember that. Wow!
Not only lying, he drags his mom in it. Who isn't here to deny the story.
He also told Stern that he would debate former President Donald Trump.
Ooh.
Biden, until then, had been non-committal.
Yeah.
Yep. And I guess everybody ran off to the races as soon as that interview came out. To put the debate together, and you know what? I have not heard a word since. Have you?
No, nothing. We know that all the networks have said, hey, we'd love to have one. We'd love to have you.
It's no, because they immediately reacted to this. Well, the RNC did anyway, right?
And
Fox and I guess some of the other networks. But, not much coming out of from the Biden folks on this, you know, playing the stall game at the very least.
Well, see, it can only work out one of two ways, just off the top of my head. Either you get the real Joe Biden, who, unless they're feeding him answers and got an earpiece, will just be miserable. He won't be able to answer questions. He'll be stoic. Or they'll overjack him up like they did for the State of the Union, and he'll just be screaming, angry Joe.
Yeah, you're right. I think you just nailed it, Greg.
I mean,
really.
What other options are there?
I think that's going to be it. Well, you could send him out a Sleepy Joe. That's not going to be helpful.
No, it doesn't.
They're going to feed him something. They're going to amp him up, Provigil or something like that. That is known, like, you know, Air Force pilots have been prescribed that. Well, they give them out in the White House like candy, apparently.
I mean, is there anybody who would be honest with themselves who would watch that State of the Union and go, oh, no, they didn't give him anything? I mean, seriously.
Let's not be naive.
No.
Everything they can to juice him up, so to speak, and so he can speak.
Yeah.
That's what they would do. Yeah, and that'd be interesting. Would he become kind of unhinged and really angry? Interesting. But do we all agree we want to see that debate?
Oh, yeah.
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 We're awful. We want to see that bloodbath. That's awful.
You people are awful, and I'm right there with you. We've got a lot more coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Clay and Buck.
The drama from inside the House of Representatives.
The Glenn Beck Program.
Even the greatest generation never faced this. A complete loss of hope.
A Near Sky Lineup with Bob Rose.
Israel is very clear. They respond to attacks. It's how they have survived.
Sean Hannity.
Gas prices soar yet again. This is Joe Biden's economy.
Mark Levin.
The Democrat Party is destroying this country by design.
The outspoken voices of America.
Looking out for America.
News Talk 97.3.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.